Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM and 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 15 minutes to one and it's a very fine 18 degrees. And I've been promising you we'd have Bronwyn Cole with us sometime between now and 1 o'clock to talk about how we can keep this pesty little Queensland fruit fly out of the glorious Yarra Valley. Welcome, Bronwyn.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
No worries at all. Just unfortunate you had to get tied up. But anyway, we're right now. We've got you for 15 minutes, so we'll just keep going. Bronwyn, is there any Queensland fruit fly in the Yarra Valley at the moment?
Not today on this very day, but there has been several detections in the Yarra Valley this season. I'm really pleased to report that the public has notified us of these particular occurrences, and our team has been able to get out to these sites, and we've been able to eradicate the problem, solve the problem, and we have done further testing with extra traps and extra investigations in these areas, and we've had no further detections in these areas. Our whole program is based on early detection and rapid response.
And Bronwyn, the response is you go out and you find them, so then what do you do when you do find some?
So we check for the identification of the larvae or of the fly. So we make 100% certain of the actual problem that we're dealing with. And in the case that it is Queensland fruit fly, we set about destroying that fruit that is affected. So it's going to look rotten, or it might look like it has some kind of penetration marks or sting marks on the outside of the fruit. We make sure that that fruit, as well as any other fruit nearby that could be infested, is destroyed. And by destroying, we mean freezing it solid for a couple of days or boiling it. Some people have in the past used the wok burner on their barbecue with a very large pot, and they've been able to destroy the fruit with heat using that method. Microwaving is an option, but it you've just got to make sure that temperature, it gets to temperature. So that's one immediate response. We often use
Can I just ask you, you don't have to destroy the trees, it's only just the fruit on the trees?
Just the fruit. So we don't come in and take people's trees out. We're here to help people manage this issue, as well as promote good, healthy, clean gardening. So we would do this in a orchard or a some kind of commercial fruit production as well, because it's all about maintaining that productivity in a safe and easy way that's easy to manage. We destroy the affected fruit, but then we have to go through a really long investigation phase to make sure there is no more threat there. And that's where that's where we bring in a series of different kinds of fruit fly traps that target both the female and the male Queensland fruit fly, and that gives us a really good indication of where this problem might be. It's really not that dissimilar to contact tracing for COVID. It's just a hell of a lot less scarier.
Bronwyn, if I own an orchard, two questions. If I own an orchard, does it necessarily mean that it will go on to the next one? And secondly, does it affect grapes as well as other fruits?
So yes and yes. Yes, it can go from one crop. For example, your apricots can finish by Christmas, and then it can decide to go and make itself at home in your plums, and then later on the season your apples, and later on in the season potentially your lemon trees. So it really is important to arrest the problem as soon as you find it. And it can get into grapes, in particular table grapes. But for wine grapes, I guess it doesn't really love going into wine grapes. But the important message is that if a Queensland fruit fly could sting or try and lay its eggs in that grape surface for wine grapes, it can actually, you can see the introduction of other pests and diseases try and cause damage to that bunch. So as a quality concern, Queensland fruit fly is an issue to the vignerons in the Yarra Valley.
Bronwyn,
the other thing we do
Sorry, no, you keep
going.
Well,
there's the other thing we do, time delay.
Yeah.
The other thing that we do, which is really important, is that we put notifications and alerts out to the immediate areas affected. So, for example, Alan, if your place was diagnosed as having Queensland fruit fly, we would help you let all of your neighbours and your town and fruit growers as well as backyarders know that the problem was around. So we would be, it's a call to action. We would get you guys to all go and look and do some fruit inspections. So that's the crucial part of our program.
Bronwyn, sorry, I don't mean to cut across you, but there is a bit of a time delay and I think you've stopped because I hate cutting across people. Bronwyn, all right, so how would I, I've got fruit, well, I'm not an orchardist, I've just got fruit trees in my backyard, how does Alan Collier know whether he's got fruit fly or when he's got fruit fly?
So if you have no record of Queensland fruit fly in your particular area, it's fine just to keep regularly harvesting your fruit. You've got to stop that fruit falling to the ground. So I'm assuming that the fruit that you would grow is fruit that you would eat. So it's important that you regularly go and harvest that fruit, and that way you'll see a problem before it gets worse.
All right. What's the telltale signs? Well, if I rock up to my trees and I'm having a look, how am I going to find, or how am I going to know that I think I've possibly got Queensland fruit fly?
From the outside, your fruit might look as if it has some puncture wounds on it. So, for example, something might have stung it or pinpricked it. There'll be a slight depression on the outside of the fruit, but it's what's on the inside that you'll see. It really is disgusting. It's a rotten part of the fruit, and it could have larvae, or some people call them maggots, crawling around inside.
Oh, you wouldn't want to eat that, would you?
No, my grandfather always used to tell me, what's worse than finding a worm inside your apple?
Yeah, finding the half. That'd be shocking, isn't
it? Yep, finding half a worm. So, yeah. Have a look inside and do regular checks, and I can't advocate enough how important it is to regularly harvest your fruit and prevent it from reaching the ground.
Bronwyn, at least twice or three times you've mentioned hitting the ground. Do they attract it more if it's on the ground or than the tree?
No, they love going for the fruit that's on the tree. That's ideally the place where the Queensland fruit fly female can lay her eggs, and that's going to give that fruit the longest chance of hosting her family. If there's fruit that's on the ground, the risk point there is that those larvae that are inside that fruit can crawl out of that piece of fruit and into the ground, which is where they go through their next part of their life cycle, which is where they have a hard pupa case grow around them, and that's where they change from a larvae into a fly. So we want to prevent that. That's one way we can, without any pesticides at all, we can actually stop that life cycle if that fruit never reaches the ground.
Bronwyn, how does it get into Victoria? Is it coming in fruit from interstate, or could it fly down, or what?
Queensland fruit fly has been in Victoria for many years now, particularly in the northern regions. So it has come in from the New South Wales region originally. It comes in usually through the movement of fruit, which is usually due to the movement of people. Yep. So whether that's commercial or domestic and residential, there's risk factors everywhere. It's all about making sure that we have points at which we can arrest that movement, both in the place where it's coming from as well as the place where it's destined for. So, for example, if I was sharing with you, it would be really important for you to, once accepting that fruit, go and check it in your kitchen, which is your secure environment, and don't put any of that fruit in the compost bin. And make sure that any fruit that you suspect is not quite right, you go through that freezing or boiling process just in case. We can control our actions. We can't necessarily control the actions of others.
So just throwing it in the bin with the scraps and that is probably a disaster, is it?
Well, that's where that particular larvae could then go into that compost environment and go through its life cycle quite prolifically.
Oh, right. Pardon me. Bronwyn, you said it's in the northern. Like, how far up are we talking You're saying in Victoria that it's been here for years?
Yeah, it's been in Shepparton, Cobram, Mildura for many years now, and that's where a lot of the fight against the fruit fly is actually happening. That's, you know, in the trenches kind of stuff. They have been really trying to have community programs, really trying hard on preventing Queensland fruit fly from getting into those commercial situations, and they're spending a lot of money doing it.
Right, and we want to keep it out of the Yarra Valley, don't we?
Yeah, one of the main reasons we want to keep it out of the Yarra Valley is for ease of production. We don't want to have to use chemicals to fight Queensland fruit fly. It's going to be potentially damaging to a lot of our beneficial insects that are in our home gardens as well as in some of our insect-friendly orchards. So preventing it is actually going to be much easier to manage rather than curing the problem if and when it gets here.
Bronwyn, you mentioned traps a couple of times. What does a trap look like and what do you put in it to trap them?
So a trap is a small plastic container that you would put about a metre and a half high in a tree, surrounded by some foliage to protect it from being in that hot sun. And inside the trap, the contents can vary. So quite often we use a male attraction pheromone. So the male fruit flies are attracted to this and they can come from several hundred metres away. Obviously they meet their death once they're inside. And another type of trap is a food-based trap, and that's attractive to both males and females, but particularly hungry females because they need a huge amount of protein to create as many eggs as what they do. So depending on the nature of what part of the population we're looking for, we use a mixture of both of these style of traps.
Bronwyn, all right, so if we think, unfortunately our time is starting to get away, so if we find that, or we think we've got this Queensland fruit supply, first of all, if you've got a website that people could go and see what it should look like, and B, then what sort of, who do we contact and what sort of what details to contact, please?
Thanks, Alan. So if we head to www.fruitflyfreeyv.com, so that's www.fruitflyfreeyv.com.au. And people can also contact me via Facebook. If they head to the Keep Yarra Valley Fruit Fly Free Facebook page, that's Keep Yarra Valley Fruit Fly Free on Facebook. So I can be contacted on either of those platforms. They can also send me a text if they really want one-on-one help. My phone number is 0490 381 999. So that's 0490 381 999. And I find it really helpful if people text me a photo, because then I can quickly triage that incoming information.
Bronwyn, how many people do you have on the ground, or is it just you that has to go out to all these sites?
Well, it depends on how you count people's volunteer help. It's just me in a paid position, but there are heaps of people that are volunteering their time on this. Quite often a commercial nursery in our region is able to help you with some initial diagnosis as well. And any fruit grower that you know is also really helpful at helping you get started. And the other people that are really helpful are the people that have done their workshops with me, and they can teach their groups and their friends. So don't hesitate just to ask your neighbour, because I'm sure someone at some point has come across me in the Yarra Valley. I've been here for a few years now.
Bronwyn, you don't see it on the outside of the fruit?
No, very rarely. The damage is really a sting mark that has happened a few weeks ago, and the fruit has the ability to usually heal that over. So it is crucial to check on the inside of the fruit.
Bronwyn, look, we're fast running out of time, unfortunately, but so they can go to your website, which is, what was it, Fruit Fly Free?
fruitflyfreeyv.com.au.
Or give us your phone number again, please.
0490 381 999.
Bronwyn, it's been great having you again. It's something we certainly want to keep out of the Yarra Valley. Unfortunately, I've got to go to the news, so... Thanks for your time, Bronwyn.
Cheers, Alan. Thank you.
See you. Bye.